Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh.
Or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
Yeah, man. Wednesdays, we just say, you good? Everybody pulse check. Parents, we're hanging in there. We thought maybe we're heading back to class, and now we're like, nah, maybe we're not. It's a confusing time. That's why once a week we give you a chance just to vent, get it off your chest, kind of turn into a soap opera in your house, so why not tell us those stories? Distance learning drama is what we call this. Jess, what kind of stories would be appropriate to call in with right now?
Well, one of my favorite ones was we had a mom and tell us what her husband did during her daughter's class. Her daughter, I think, was like 13 or 14, yeah, giving a report. Also, that age is like the worst thing ever when you get embarrassed, yeah, right? She's giving a report. Her dad wakes up early in the morning, farts, makes a huge sound, but on camera, nobody could see that it was him, so everyone thought she was the one who farted during her presentation,
so bad,
and she was so embarrassed.
Stories like that, 410-583-1065.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Holly. You don't live here. This is a story about your sister?
Yeah, I live here, but my sister lives in another state, and she is a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
And so at the beginning of the pandemic, they knew they would have to do the distance learning, so they sent home an iPad with each kid that they've been using in the classroom. And she had been teaching them how to make stories and then animate them with a certain app.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And so she was checking their learning journals, because they had to upload what they were doing into these learning journals, and she would check them.
Yeah.
And she checked this one little boy's, and he sent her a pic.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Wait, what's the grade and the age right now?
They're kindergarten, and he was six. And then he made it talk.
No way.
Yes. Because he used the animation app to make it talk, and it talked to her.
Oh, my God. Does she have to report that? Or what's the...
Oh, well, yes. But she had to have an awkward conversation with the mother.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Imagine getting that phone call, parents.
Yes, exactly. She was like, oh, my. You know, it's funny, but at the same time, you're like, how does he know to do that?
Imagine having to make that phone call. Okay, like on both sides, it's like, wait, what? Oh, my God.
Oh, and the mother the mother's mortified.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, she wasn't checking his learning journal.
Of course. No, she obviously, hello, there's a little, there's the first obvious point there. Somebody's not checking homework here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your poor sister.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you for that story this morning. That's wild.
You're welcome. I thought you might enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good one, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
410-583-1065. You can call us up. Hey, Courtney from Canton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What is your distance learning drama?
So I wanted to call in because I don't have kids, but I just think it's important to notice that it's affecting everyone, even the people who don't have kids. I work from home now, as most people do, and I live in a neighborhood with a lot of little kids. And I would think they would be in school during work hours, but I guess that's just not the case.
So
they're running around.
What are you experiencing?
So I share a backyard with some kids that are 6 and under, and it is a nightmare. I can't even wake up with an alarm anymore because these kids are out at like 7 a.m. running around and screaming. And I don't know where their parents are. I mean, I think that they should be getting ready for school, but instead they're outside waking the whole neighborhood up.
Do you think maybe, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but also at the same time, maybe that's them kind of trying to get out energy before they start their virtual learning classes, you know what I mean?
It's, in a way, I think that there's really just no excuse because I could get my energy out on a Friday night by having people over past 8 p.m., 9 p.m., but I'm considerate of the neighborhood, so I don't do that. So I don't see why these parents aren't keeping these kids under control in the same way. At least my experience, it's been happening quite a lot. And when I speak to some of my friends who are young professionals, they're going through it too. And it's just like, there just needs to be some more consideration. I just think everybody's adjusting, and we've had quite a few months to figure it out. So if they don't have it by now, it's just like, come on. There are people who don't have kids for a reason, and it would be really nice if they could keep them under control because we need to focus and get our job done too, and it's just not really fair that we're dealing with, like, kids up at 7 a.m. Like, there's a reason why I'm on birth control.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Jess?
That was a little harsh of her.
Thoughts?
Okay. I get it. I think that all of us are stressed out during this time.
Sure.
However, it has been so hard on the kids. So if you're someone that doesn't have kids, that's fine. Like, no one is telling you. Like, do you live your life. Like, we respect you. We understand that you are going through your own life. But if you hear some kids running around outside because they need to get some energy out because they're because they're children, like, chill out. I'm sorry. Like,
okay, I'll play devil's advocate for a minute and ask a question. Like, do you think that parents are doing a good job? Or at this point, are they kind of giving up? Because
I think that they're tired, but I also think we should treat them with grace because they're doing their best on top of, okay, if you're a single person that doesn't have kids, imagine being you, living your life, having all of your feelings on top of taking care of another human being. And what if you have multiple other human beings that rely on you? So we just need to be nice to each other, period.
410-583-1065. This is Mix. All right, it's Mix 106.5. We're going to take a quick detour because I feel like we need to discuss this topic. We're doing our Charm City Secrets this morning. Just had a young woman call in. Let me just take a really quick rewind of the show. Here she is.
I work from home now, as most people do, and I live in a neighborhood with a lot of little kids. And I would think they would be in school during work hours, but I guess that's just not the case. I share a backyard with some kids that are 6 and under, and it is a nightmare. I can't even wake up with an alarm anymore because these kids are out at like 7 a.m. running around and screaming, and I don't know where their parents are. I mean, I think that they should be getting ready for school, but instead they're outside waking the whole neighborhood up.
So she kind of goes on to say, I feel like parents are kind of giving up at this point. Like, you're not controlling your kids anymore. They're out of control. And kind of want, now the phone's ringing. I want to talk to you guys about this. Jamie's on one?
Yeah, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Jamie, where are you calling from?
My way to work.
Okay, fair enough. are you a parent? Do you feel like at this point, like, it's been so long that you're just letting your kids do whatever?
No. And I was actually responding with what the last woman had just called about. And it's one of those moments where I call it, like, a speak up or shut up moment. Like, have you approached the kids and said something? Mm-hmm. Because even before I was a parent, if I heard kids screaming outside, I would nicely say something to them and make it sound like you care about them. So like, oh my gosh, guys, are you hurt? And I'm like, no. I'm like, all right, well, could you please stop screaming? Because it makes me feel like you're hurt and you need help. And sure enough, I wouldn't hear the kids scream anymore. Maybe once or twice here or there, but I've been in the house 10 years now. And now that I have a 4-year-old, I even do the same thing because who wants to hear kids screaming
sure.
at the top of their lungs?
Do you feel, having a 4-year-old, do you feel like this far into distance learning, though, that you have Well, I guess it's four. It's a little bit different. But do you feel like you're giving up as a parent, or do you feel like you're just as strong as you were back in when this whole thing started back in March?
No, I mean, we're definitely trying to keep her engaged. I've been working more than ever because I work on the virus. So I'm not home as much. And thankfully, we do have, like, grandparents. Unfortunately, my husband had to close his business.
Oh,
and,
man.
Like, even he calls. He called me the other day at work. He's like, I need a writing assignment for her. What can I do for her?
Anything, yeah. Right? So, like, I get it. Listen. Nobody's a teacher. Like, nobody's is trained to do this. Jamie, thank you for calling. Nobody's trained to do this kind of stuff, you know? Like, there's just, I'm just trying to figure out, do you, as a parent, can you say either, yes, I got to admit, like, I'm on my last leg here. Or if you're like, no, listen, I'm just as engaged as a parent as I was when this whole thing first started.
And you're doing your best.
Who's on three?
Corinne, right?
Hey, Corinne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So good. What do you think about this?
So I have a six-year-old, a two-year-old, and I just had a baby 2 months ago.
Lord have mercy.
I'm a stay-at-home mom because I lost my job from COVID. It's definitely rough. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's hard. I could never be a teacher. I don't know how they do it. But my six-year-old, I am virtually learning with him, and I'm teaching him, you know, alongside the teacher on the computer. And they're on the computer for a solid 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and they get two breaks, and, well, my child, he gets two breaks and a lunch. So for him to sit in front of a computer nonstop, I am going to let him go outside and run around and get as much energy as he can. Now, yes, the screening and stuff, you know, my child knows better than to screen like that. But at the same time, they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's six.
Yeah.
Like, this whole thing is so new to him and everybody that it's just, for somebody to feel so entitled like that and to say that, you know, oh, on Friday night at 8 o'clock, you know, I'm quiet. You're an adult. Like,
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
you're supposed to be.
You know
that.
How to live. Like, are you kidding me?
That's fair. That's a good point.
Exactly. And the poise that you had talking to her, like, I commend you for it because, like, that, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah. I just felt like, I was like, well, we should probably just, okay, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, as a parent, do you feel like you're giving up, or do you feel like you're just as strong as you were, like, at the beginning of this whole thing?
Honestly, it's slowly giving up, but at the same time, they're depending on me, so I can't give up.
Yeah, there you
right.
go.
If
there,
that makes sense.
You don't have the option.
Mom of the year right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Corinne, thank you for your phone call today. We really appreciate you.
No problem. Bye, guys.
See ya. 410-583-1065. I mean, listen, we'll explore the idea. Do you feel like as a parent you're giving up at this point? It's Mix. We got a little bit sidetracked this morning, but it's okay. It's all good. It's Mix 106.5. We talked to a listener during distance learning drama who has neighbor children. She does not have kids herself.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I feel like the parents around me are giving up. Like the kids are running around wild. They're just like all hours of the day. No one feels like they're distance learning anymore. And she's frustrated by that. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about all that? Do you feel like parents at this point, I mean, because you got to admit, it's been a long time now. You guys have been having the kids home for a long time. Do you feel like as a parent you're giving up?
No, absolutely not. So, yes, it's definitely been a long time, but we're parents. So we're going to do what we need to for our kids.
Yeah.
But I heard the comment, like, I'm on birth control for a reason, and that made me so angry, which is why I wanted to call in. Normally, I wouldn't do this. But I think that's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, you live in a neighborhood, right? So you know that there are going to be kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these kids, what they need most right now is being with other kids or outside, getting fresh air, away from screen time. I feel like everyone's so quick to judge. They were just sitting in front of an iPad all the time. People would judge them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just everyone's doing their best as parents, and I think that where they need to be is outside. And do kids scream and yell and have fun and play? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But again, you live in a neighborhood. It's understandable.
Right, right.
So, you know, and 7 a.m., I mean, I don't think that's that early. I have three kids, and sometimes they're getting up at, you know, 5:45. And
yeah.
I'm not opposed to be like, get your coat on and go outside. So,
right.
I mean, I think it's crazy. And to say parents are giving up because, you know, their kids are outside running around, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to hear this point of view. I think you make a lot of good points, the fact that, like, if you live in a kid neighborhood, Like, you're in their territory, right?
I don't even think being in a neighborhood is an excuse. Like, be kind to people around you. And also, I think everyone needs to remember, put yourself in that position because you don't know what it's like. You didn't have to virtually learn for over 8 months. You didn't have to do that. Like, my sister didn't get a high school graduation. She didn't get to go to prom. So many things have been taken away from them. So I think we just need to remember what that would be like and imagine our life. All those memories, they're never going to have those. So we need to be as kind as we can and understanding to one another as much as we can.
410-583-1065.
New morning fun.
Kramer and Jess.
On Mix 106.5.
Hey.
Hey. Kaylee, sorry as I'm choking over here. You don't have kids.
I do not.
So. No.
I did want to weigh in because I have some of the same feelings as the woman who first called in and kind of initiated this conversation.
Okay, perfect. I mean, we should hear both sides.
I do not think that I would have framed it or phrased it as harshly. I would have been a little bit less blunt with my phrasing.
Well, I think, but listen, okay, I think I'm playing devil's advocate here. I also don't have kids. I don't know what it's like to be a parent in a pandemic. So I can empathize, but I can't sympathize. I don't know. I don't know what it's like. But I think it is also fair for though whatever you're feeling. As a non-parent, if you're feeling frustrated by the situation, I don't think it's fair for us to be like, well, you don't have kids, so you don't understand. How about like we can also talk about the other side of it? So what are you experiencing? Like how do you feel about this?
We need to be understanding of each other and recognize that just because we're having a hard time doesn't mean that no one else is or that they're experiencing the hard time in the same way as us.
Sure.
I have to understand that my situation is completely different from everyone else's. And because I'm a non-parent, I'm not experiencing that half of it either. So I'm sure there are parents out there who are all across the spectrum of giving up. There are the ones who are just like, I don't even care anymore. Just keep them busy. Go away. And then there are the other ones who are like super into it and trying to keep their kids on top of their schoolwork. And there's everyone in between. And that's great. And that's expected.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, yeah, I get it. That maybe it would be nice to be able to sleep in a little bit as a single or non-child raising person.
Sure.
But it comes down to the parents of that person, of the children, to remind them that maybe other people might want to sleep in. Maybe other people, like, don't have to get up as early. And that the kids should be respectful of it.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that the kids have to think of that on their own.
Sure. I think that's a fair point. I know that everyone's going in on this woman, but I think it is a fair point of, like, be considerate of everyone, right? Like,
no matter the situation.
Your kids need to run around, but can they run around starting at 9? You know, like, would that be okay?
Right.
I mean, that's a compromise.
You know, if they're in a standalone house, let them run around the house or put them in a playroom or something where they can get the energy out maybe disturbing everyone around them.
It's fair. It's a fair point. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Now,
Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore. Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Now.
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
What?
Woo!
What? You've been so dramatic for a couple of minutes now. What's going on in there?
You won't believe. You won't believe who's with us this morning.
It better end with an E.
He said, guess who's back? Back again. Johnny E's, we are saved. My faith in humanity has been restored.
Back, baby. Once you're in the 6 o'clock club, you can't leave.
No, I mean, I'm super clingy, and that was the only consistent thing. And Harry Potter. Harry Potter, I finished the last movie yesterday, so I was feeling super.
Jess was emotional. I called her last night. I was like, what's wrong with you? She's like, Harry Potter's coming to an end. I'm like, all right. Cool. Hey, welcome to 6 o'clock club. Let's get the text going this morning. 410-583-1065. Just shoot us a text. Let us know who you are. And another assignment for today is tell us what the temperature is reading in your car and where you're at. You know, like, hey, I'm in Dundalk and it's this. Or I'm in
You know, I'm up in...
Or cold.
Well, it's this, whatever it is. Just let us know, because I'm just kind of curious where it's at. Who's up already? Johnny E is back, baby.
Johnny E is back. Daddy J, Steph Rowe, Carrie is so very. Veronica, Jake from State Farm is hungover again. Elmer, Kyle, Jake the Jogger in Essex, Lisa, Johnny Rocket. DJ Tater Tot is engaged. Congratulations to you, sir.
That's cool.
Flagman, Mr. Spicy, Magic Mike. Who else is up with us? Mr. W, Big Tex, Kenny from PA. Good morning.
What's up, man? Glad to have you guys here. Yeah, I don't know if this is cold yet or not. Like, we don't have much of a reference to go on because we've only been here for a little over, almost 3 months now.
Yeah.
But this is our first winter here in Maryland. Now, to me, like, we've entered into cold territory.
Yeah, both of us are wearing puffy jackets indoors right now. Cowboy says it's 35 degrees where he's at.
Where is it, Cowboy? What part are you at? Let us know where you're at, too, because I'm just kind of curious. Right now, it's reading 33.
Westminster.
In Baltimore.
JK, no, that's not you. My bad, Cowboy.
You good?
I'm saying false information.
You guys want to have a private conversation off the air?
Yeah. Sorry.
I told Jess I'm doing something that I feel like is kind of illegal. You can judge me if you want, but I'm not used to owning a coat.
Oh.
I bought my very first coat, ordered it from Kohl's, it came in the mail.
Yeah.
I don't know about it yet. And it's pretty expensive, right? So what I'm doing is I'm wearing it today, but I'm keeping the tag on.
Do you even know the return policy?
I mean, I just feel like...
Don't be shady.
It feels a little shady.
You're being super shady.
Like anything in my life, when it comes to relationships or coats, I can't commit to anything. I can't commit.
You can't commit to nothing.
I gotta wear
nothing.
The tag.
What's wrong with you?
It's how I base my relationships, too. I keep the tag on for a while.
The only thing you commit to is Chipotle. That's the only thing you're loyal to in this world is Chipotle. That's a problem.
All right, where you at? What's the temperature? 410-583-1065. The Baltimore top three here in a couple seconds, Jess.
Governor Larry Hogan has announced stricter COVID-19 restrictions as cases continue to spike in the state. These go into effect this week. I'll get you updated next right here on Mix.
Thanks for waking up with us. We appreciate you. We're Kramer and Jess. Yeah, we got some new rules that go into place. Some starting today, right, Jess? Is it today?
Friday, 5 p.m.
What is today, Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
I don't know what day it is today, man. Yeah, hang on. You need to hear these new rules here for not only the city, but the state in just a couple seconds with the Baltimore top three. First, 6 o'clock club. You are our lifeblood. We love you. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Who's up, Jess?
Ooh, it's 36 degrees in Glen Burnie where Johnny Rocket is at. Okay, Nurse Danny, 35 degrees in Parkville. Good morning, beautiful Beverly. Miss Irina in Essex is 35 degrees there. Oh, my goodness. Maria in Perryville. Eric the Carpenter. Who else is up with us this morning? Turtle Man, Alex, DJ Marty Marr, Leo in Dundalk, Chris in Jessup.
Just love you
guys.
Whole
spot, Malin, Lisa.
Can I tell you a funny story really quick? Because we really do get like emotionally invested in you. I want you to know that like we really genuinely care about you. Like the fact that you wake up with us every morning, we have this newfound appreciation for you people, right? These 6 o'clock clubbers.
Yes.
And so Johnny E, who was one of our original 6 o'clock club, might be the one of the first days we ever started.
No, Johnny E was the first person that texted us
here in the history of time.
Yes.
And then he disappeared for a while.
That's why we're so attached.
Yeah.
And wondering why.
And so then he comes back. He's like, I'm back. And like, there's part of me that's so happy he's back, but there's part of me that feels
pain. Well, where have you been, though? Like, you can't just say that you're back. I think you need to explain where you've been, who you've been hanging out with. Have you been somewhere else? Have you been with somebody else?
Jess goes, should we call him? I'm like, yeah, let's call him and just see what's up. And she goes, no. I don't want to be disappointed in case he doesn't live up to what I think he is.
No, I don't want to. No, the reason why I don't want to call you Johnny E is because I know I'm going to come in so hot and I don't want you to be like, hey. And I'll be like, I love you. Like, you're not into this as much as I am. And so I would rather just leave you be. Because that's typically what happens in my life with everything.
Man,
like, I'm at a 10 and everyone else is at, like, a 4.
Yeah, right.
So I don't want to be disappointed.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
That's funny, Jess.
Okay. Number three.
Governor Larry Hogan announced new actions to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the state for the second time this month after the daily case numbers have surpassed 2,000.
This is not the flu. It's not fake news. It's not going to magically disappear just because we're all tired of it.
This is what you need to know. All bars and restaurants must close at 10 p.m. except for carryout and delivery. Retail stores, personal services, fitness centers, and religious institutions can only operate at 50% capacity. All hospital visitation is prohibited until further notice. Nursing home visits are no longer allowed, and they must test residents weekly. And no fans will be allowed at horse racing tracks or any professional or college stadiums. These new COVID restrictions for Maryland will go into effect this Friday at 5 p.m. The statewide positivity rate currently sits at 6.85%. This is the eighth straight day it has been over 5%.
And it sucks. Like, we can all agree, it sucks to be heading back to more restrictions. But I feel like it's kind of a warning shot. Like, they're taking it back just a little bit, but we do not want to get back to where we were back in March, April. Everything was shut down. Remember, you couldn't go anywhere. You know, if you're upset about 50% capacity, we had zero capacity. So let's just, you know, it's a warning shot of what can be as we're heading into the holiday season. So just, you know, wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. Don't go to wild parties, so things like that, right?
Number two.
The Ravens are helping struggling families in Baltimore this Thanksgiving.
Delay forms for the crash.
Sorry. Is that Liz?
That's fine.
Liz.
You're fine.
Chill. The Ravens are helping struggling families in Baltimore this Thanksgiving. The team is hosting several Thanksgiving food giveaways this week. Two were held Monday afternoon at Furley Elementary School and at the YMCA at Stadium Place. Ravens players Marlon Humphrey, Mark Ingram, Matthew Judon, Pernell McPhee, Marcus Peters, Jimmy Smith, and Ronnie Stanley all joined forces to purchase 1,000 turkeys and sides. The giveaways will continue on Friday to pre-selected families.
That's cool. Love that story. All right.
Number one.
Michael B. Jordan has been named People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. He got the honor in the 35th year of the title's existence. The Black Panther star came out on Jimmy Kimmel Live in a masked singer-like spacesuit. The virtual audience members were allowed to ask him yes or no questions, and they asked things like, are you married? Are you an Avenger? Do you have any children? Until his identity was finally revealed.
Is it Michael B. Jordan?
Are you Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, I am.
I love screams like that. I also wish they would have brought you on the show.
Oh, I would have just melted on the floor. And here's the moment he found out he was named the sexiest man alive.
For me, I was in the car. I was driving with one of my boys. We were going on an errand, and my manager gives me a call, and first thing he asks, they're on speakerphone. No, who are you with? I'm like, Bryce? He's like, okay, Bryce's family. He can know. I said, oh, okay, cool, because they keep this thing super.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Under lock and key. And then they told me the news, and it was like, is me? And I was like, yeah, you. But it was a cool moment.
He takes the spot from last year's winner, John Legend.
That is a good-looking man, by the way.
I love him.
I ain't mad about that one bit.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Now we go to Liz for traffic.
A delay forms for the crash south of town. There's accident activity possibly in the left lane, on the left shoulder, and on the right shoulder. The location is 95 South, south of 100. Authorities are investigating this. A delay forms south of 895. If you want to make better time, the BW Parkway is an option. 895 South had some early morning bunching up, heading south of Highland Town into the Harbor Tunnel. Looks like things are already loosening up. I don't see any problems. 95 South at the Fort McHenry. The Beltway is quiet. That's Mix Traffic. I'm Liz Dravick on Mix 106.5.
Thank you, Liz. And we got to get Charm City Secrets kicked off here in just a few minutes. Plus your text, your shout out, 6 o'clock club. Get them in. 410-583-1065. There you go. Good old days here on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. We'll kick off Charm City Secrets here in just a couple seconds. First, our favorite humans of the whole entire world. 6 o'clock club, man. You're here for it, too. Who's up, Jess?
Oh, Kate is up with us. Hey. G-Money. Hey, that's new. BTSZ is up. Eliza. Motormouth. Crazy Bird Lady Melissa. That is awesome. And shout out to Turtle Man Alex one more time, too. Thank you for waking up with us. Juan. A whole bunch of people. Good morning.
I love it. I love that you give yourself, like, trucker names, you know?
Yeah.
I can't wait till we can all hang out together.
I know.
We can all, like, meet one another. Just something really special about this time of day, the fact that we're all up together. So yeah. One day, I promise, when we can finally get out and do stuff, we'll have our little 6 o'clock club meetup, you know?
Bob, Mike, Karen, Amber. We love you.
106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets. Shh. A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
All right, Charm City Secret for your early Wednesday morning. In case you don't know what a Charm City Secret is, let's explain this really quick. Jess, nothing worse than having to keep a secret within you.
Yeah.
It'll eat you alive. If you're like me and Jess and you're like, I have to tell somebody.
You just have to get it off your chest and it just feels good. We cannot. Also, we just can't keep secrets, period.
Yeah, we're terrible at it. So it's just a whole lot easier to come on the show anonymously, or you can tell us your name, or you can text us, however you want to get in touch with us, and get this secret off your chest. You've held on to it for way too long, so we just let it out with us this morning. Charm City's secret this morning is going to be, why was your marriage so short? Why was your marriage so short? And I think what we have to look for, like, to you, what would you define a short marriage as, Jess? Less than 2 years?
I think so, yeah. Even 3 years or less. I think that's a short amount of time.
Okay, so we'll say 3 years or less. If that is you had a marriage that was less than 3 years, we want you to call us up and confess this morning, 410-583-1065, because we're just curious of what happened. This all started because Carly Pearce, who was a country singer, she was married to a guy named Michael Ray. It lasted 8 months.
Yeah.
And she's just now kind of opening up about why it didn't work.
I fell in love fast, and I feel lucky that very quickly I figured out that this was not the situation that I wanted for my life. I will say this, I think we are both lucky that this ended quickly before we had a family, before we had years into a relationship.
Yeah, but why?
I know.
You can't just say we realized. Like, that's the part we want to know is, like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What went down? So we'll say if your marriage was less than 3 years, 410-583-1065. I had a buddy. They were actually friends in college. They dated all throughout college.
And they met in college?
They met in college.
Okay.
Probably got married a year after that.
Yeah.
3 months into their marriage, she found out he was cheating on her. 3 months.
Did you know?
No, I had no idea.
Okay.
I could have guessed because...
Really? He was shady?
I think you just see people's actions.
Ew.
And you're like, that doesn't seem like a very monogamous human being.
Would you have told her if you knew?
We weren't close enough friends for me to probably be in a spot like that. Like, if it was an A-squad friend, for sure. She
really?
Was more of like a B-minus squad.
Oh, so they need to be an A-squad for you to share information?
So. Because what are you going to do with that?
Not me.
So you're saying somebody that's like a mutual, like a kind of a mutual friend, you just be, hey, by the way, your husband's cheating on you?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
I am not. I would put that on Johnny E right now. I would tell. I don't care how close you are to me. I don't mess with that. If I know something that's messed up about you, I'm going to tell you. Because I'm real like that.
I feel like Johnny E needs merch as much as we talk about this man. We talk about Johnny E more than anything else on this show.
I'm
we
serious.
Say Johnny E more than I say Mix in the morning, I feel like.
So?
Okay, we're getting sidetracked. 410-583-1065. Why was your marriage so short? Charm City Secrets next.
New morning fun.
Kramer and Jess.
On Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess. Charm City Secrets.
Hey. On Mix 106.5.
Oh, sometimes computers are great, sometimes they're terrible.
Yeah.
Charm City Secret this morning is, why was your marriage so short? All you got to do is we'll give you Charm City Secret a couple times a week. And if that sounds like you and you want to get it off your chest and maybe also make somebody feel not so alone.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's not just about gossiping. It's like, if this happened to you, maybe it happened to somebody else. Or also, maybe you hear something and it can warn you about something of
sure.
your own situation.
That's why we do it. So 410-583-1065. We just want to know, why was your marriage so short?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to people that have been married for less, or that were married for less than 3 years, and we're just trying to figure out, like, where did it go wrong so fast? It's our 6 o'clock clubber, Jake from State Farm. Jake!
Morning.
Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser this morning. So, how long was your marriage total?
Less than 2 years.
And what happened? Like, where did it go wrong?
Well, it's a funny story. One night I got a call from the Westminster State Police saying that my car was found on the side of the road, and they were making sure that my son was okay, who was an infant at the time, because they found a car seat in the back of it.
Wow.
But there was no one in the car. Turns out that my ex-wife at the time was parked behind a guy's house. That's how I found out she was cheating on me, because my son was obviously sleeping in his crib in the room next to me.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let me get this straight. Get a call. Police. Hey, we found this car. We just want to make sure. You have no idea. Where do you think... This is your wife at the time, though, right? Like, you guys are still married?
Yeah.
And where do you think she is? Because obviously she's not home.
I thought she was out with friends, just, you know, having a good time. I was home with kids.
So how does the rest of that story progress? Did you go to the car or, like, what?
No, I actually went downstairs to the computer and I looked up the address where they told me it was. And I realized where the car was parked was behind what was my brother's, the best man in his wedding, behind his house.
Oh, my God.
No, she didn't.
What? What? Yeah, that might be good reason to split.
I was able to put it together.
Yeah, wow, wow. There goes Jake right
there.
And
the only beautiful thing from that situation is your son. And how old is he now?
14 years old.
Yeah. Amazing. There's a blessing there, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. But yeah, so you guys were only married for how long when you found this out?
Oh, it was less than a year.
God, man. That's like, why? Why?
I know.
Why even, like, take the time to do, like, get married if you know some shady stuff's going on in the background, man? All right, Jake, man, we appreciate you. Annie from Anne Arundel County, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday to you, too.
Thank you. Charm City Secret this morning is, why did your marriage end so quick? What happened?
So, we got married really quick. Then we knew each other for 2 months, and we just completely fell in love. We had the best chemistry in the world.
One of those.
I feel it.
It was amazing. Honestly, best 2 months ever. Yeah. We got married, and it only lasted 7 months because it started to come out that he was, like, kinkier than I realized.
Okay. Explain. Well, careful, though. We're a family-friendly show, but, you know.
You know, we got more and more comfortable together. He just started requesting things, and I thought I could do maybe a little, like, oh, handcuffs, haha. But then he's like, how about a collar? You know, like, just started to get more intense. And I don't know if this is me, but I was not feeling comfortable with where it was going.
So things changed, preferences changed in the bedroom.
Yes.
And so, but how did that end in divorce? Because I feel like that may be the situation with a lot of couples, to where you may not see eye to eye, but then you talk it out and figure it out and whatever.
We definitely tried to, but when he got more comfortable telling me, you know, what really gets him going,
yeah.
I can't do that. I'll never be able to do that. I know myself.
That's just not what you want.
On different levels.
Yeah.
So how long were you married for then after that?
7 months.
Wow. I mean, I don't blame you. I mean,
that's not fair to you, and honestly, too, not fair to him. So
that's what happens, though. I mean, it was 2 months, though. You said 2 months you guys knew each other?
Yeah.
He should have told you, you the first weekend.
Straight up. That's why I feel like dating resumes should exist, where it's like, here's my past, here's everything you need to know about
me. This is what I like.
Do you want this or not?
Yeah.
Wow, so less than a year total. That's a lot. Thank you for sharing your secret. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
410-583-1065. Let's get your Charm City Secret on the radio. Mix 1065. Mix 1065. We are Kramer and Jess. Today, by the way, is Mickey Mouse Day. Did you know that? Today for us to celebrate everyone's favorite mouse. He is one of the most famous cartoon characters and is the first cartoon character to ever have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It was his debut today in 1928 in Steamboat Willie. And now, of course, he's been the icon of probably the most recognizable figures.
Oh, totally.
Of the 20th century. Jess loves going to Disney World, Disneyland.
I'll cry about Mickey Mouse right now.
I love him
so much. I just love it. I love the magic.
So shout out to Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and
Goofy. The whole crew.
Floofy. Floofy?
My only Pluto, friends.
Goofy. All of them. My only friends.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
This is what you need to know. All bars and restaurants must close at 10 p.m. except for carryout and delivery. Retail stores, personal services, fitness centers, and religious institutions can only operate at 50% capacity. All hospital visitation is prohibited until further notice. Nursing home visits are no longer allowed, and they must test residents weekly, and no fans will be allowed at horse racing tracks or any professional or college stadiums. These new COVID restrictions for Maryland will go into effect this Friday at 5 p.m. The statewide positivity rate currently sits at 6.85%, the eighth day straight. It has been over 5%. And just breaking this morning, the pharmaceutical company Pfizer has released a final analysis revealing that their COVID vaccine is 95% effective in preventing the infection, even in older adults, causing no serious safety concerns, and are looking to get it approved by the FDA this week.
Yeah, they're saying they can produce, 1.3 No, 50 million vaccines this year and 1.3 billion next year. So, you know, a sign of hope, maybe.
Number two.
TikTok is adding more tools to help parents protect their kids while using the social media app. Earlier this year, TikTok introduced family pairing, which lets parents link their own TikTok account to their teens to enable content and privacy settings. The new features that have been added include the ability to limit who can see your child's content, block specific search terms, users, and hashtags, and limit who can comment on their videos. These new features come after the social media giant was actually fined $5.7 million by the FTC last year for violating the children's online privacy protection rule. So parents, remember, you do need your own TikTok account to access the family pairing feature. I posted a link to a video that shows you exactly how to use this on our Facebook page, Mix 106.5 Morning.
It's a scary place on there, man. I'm telling you, if I had a daughter, she would not have a TikTok.
Oh.
She would not. I don't care if she's 28. She's not getting a TikTok. To the day she dies, she ain't. It's a scary place.
Number one.
One of the best parts of the holiday season for many of us are all of the sweets and the festive cookies. And Starbucks has something brand new up their sleeve on their secret menu, the Christmas Cookie Frappuccino. And it tastes exactly like a sugar cookie, but you have to know how to order it. So when you go to Starbucks, you have to ask for a vanilla bean frappuccino, get a pump and a half of peppermint syrup, a pump and a half of toffee nut syrup, and add whipped cream with the raw sugar sprinkles on top. And if you want it even more sweet, you can add caramel drizzle on top of the whipped cream.
That's like a holiday in a cup right there.
I cannot wait to try that. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Thank you so much for waking up with us. Mix 106.5, we're Kramer and Jess. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This may be a dumb question to you, but I feel like as newbies here to Maryland, we need to ask a very important question because we've looked like chumps, I feel like, for the last couple of months that we've lived here. Like when it got down to like 55, because keep in mind, we just got here from California. Mm-hmm. California, Southern California pretty much stays within 65 and 75. There's not much that really changes.
Yeah, like windy and 68 degrees is chilly.
Yeah, so forgive us. We're a little...
I know, it sounds like a joke.
We're a little thin-skinned over here.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's... Okay, so right now it's 37 degrees in Baltimore. Is this cold now? Like, can we let our guard down and say now we are in cold weather? Because
yes.
I feel like we did it at 50 and then we did it at 40. But now it's like literally 3 degrees above freezing. Can we finally now say
that
it's cold?
We're both sitting inside in our separate studios with puffy jackets on. And I feel like we're losers. But my fingers are cold. My toes are cold.
But if you've lived here your whole life, you may be like, no, this is like
fall.
Is
this winter? It's fall.
This may be fall for you. 410-583-1065. You can call us or text us. Like now, officially, is this cold? Mix 106.5, Lauren from Towson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this cold now officially? Are we allowed to say, yes, it is cold weather now? Or is there just worse to come?
It's cold, but it gets colder.
What?
How much
what you
more?
Mean? Like, wait, like, what are you saying?
Give us a heads up here. Like, what are we
I
doing?
Am saying?
Especially in the mornings, it'll be like usually 20 in the 20s. But I remember one year on New Year's Eve, it was literally like negative 7 degrees.
No.
Or 7 degrees.
What?
Don't say it.
Cold. Negative.
Don't say it. Man.
How?
Don't say how.
Why? Why?
Thank you for calling. What are people saying on text, Jess? We're just asking, is this cold now? Can we officially, as Baltimoreans, come on and be like, this cold?
A text from the 410 says, it is cold. Anything below 48 is cold. And then we got another text saying...
By the way, we couldn't say 50. We said 48.
48 only.
Okay.
Hun, it drops below 20. Get ready. What? I'm not
We're just
ready.
Getting warmed up, man. That's what I'm afraid of. We're just getting warmed up this whole winter season. All right, we're gonna keep wearing our puffy coats inside then until we can adjust.
Said we're not gonna make it.
not this year. It's the winter that's finally gonna take us down.
Man.
2020 winter.
Oh no.
Lord. Hey, do you believe in psychics, by the way? Like, do you believe in that kind of stuff, that spiritual woo-woo side of the universe? We had a psychic on our Uncensored podcast yesterday, and what she told me about my dating life made me a little apprehensive. Should I be worried? Let's talk about it next on Mix, okay? Charm City Secrets this time tomorrow on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. I got a Thanksgiving edition of Charm City Secrets for you tomorrow. Question, do you believe in psychics? Jess, do you believe in psychics?
I do.
And you sit in the car, are you like, yes or no? I never believed in psychics until I met this one particular one. Her name is Mystic Michaela, and she's actually a celebrity psychic reader, celebrity psychic and aura reader. Mm-hmm. And you may know her from The Real Housewives. She was on there, I forget which season or which location, but she's been on the Today Show. Any kind of like high profile celebrity has talked to Mystic Michaela about their future, right? And I'll tell you, throughout the years I've known her, I feel like the things that she's told me about my life have been like, whoa. So we have her this week on the Uncensored Podcast. In case you don't know, we also do an Uncensored Podcast once a week, which you can go get right now at KramerandJess.com. It's episode number 12. I think it's 12. Yeah, episode 12 this week. And we have her on because, if you don't know, I'm a little stuck in my dating life. Mm-hmm. I have been dating this one woman that we're calling Miss California. We dated pretty fierce for a couple of months, and I lost my job, and the coronavirus hit, and I kind of backed up for a minute saying, I don't know what to do. We moved here to Baltimore, and now we're trying long distance, but it's still, I don't really know what to do with it. Here's Mystic Michaela, though. She does this thing called an aura reading, where she sees the colors around you and helps you kind of guide your future, from episode number 12 of our Uncensored Podcast.
So, looking at her photo and looking at you, I think with your pattern is like, yeah, you get stuck. And I think you get stuck sometimes because you don't want to be a bad person and you don't want to fail and you don't want to make bad choices. But the problem is you're going to hurt their feelings either way. Either you're direct about it or you're going to be like all beat around the bush about it. It's still going to hurt people.
Right.
So I feel like with you, two things happen. One, you don't want to be a bad guy. That's like overwhelming for you. And two, I don't feel like you like to fail, because when you fail, you feel everyone around you's opinion about that. And as a, like holding on, as an empath and holding on to all that, it can be very like crippling, you know? And so I get with you because you maybe feel like you air quote failed at the last marriage. Now you're feelings for this girl and you know it could go next level and you don't want to like fail again. And a lot of it is just outside influence, and you got to kind of push that away and envision, what would you want if you didn't have anybody else's influence or energy or vibe on you at all? Like, what would you want?
Which is tough. When you're in a profession where you share your life, I have gotten much better about not giving a shit, but I think there's still that part where it's still noise you're hearing, and like, what do I do with this? And, you know, Jess will say something, Mom will say something, you know, it's just like, blah, 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 to where and this is what I've said, I don't have any clarity on if her and I should be together. It's been a year. And again, we've been in like weird circumstances, all right? Like, basically since I've met her, it's been just weird.
And then it's more labels and social labels, especially for green people, can be really stressful. Like, husband, like, I feel like you got this thing like where you can't just be Kramer is a husband. A husband means X, Y, Z. Okay, I do this.
How about boyfriend? Let's start with boyfriend. Even the term of boyfriend, I'm like, what?
She's decided on you. She loves you. She's unconditional. Like, she really is. And she's got a very deep, like, indigo aura, which matches well for you, because she is very flexible, and I feel like she can mold into what you need or what you want or whatever.
Are you able to see a photo of two people and tell me the future between them?
Yeah. The church, like, free will is a big part of your future. So I can see like the trajectory.
Sure. So when I've sent you a photo of the two of us, does this have longevity?
Well, here's the thing. I get a girlfriend boyfriend vibe from you two.
Okay.
It's whether you call it that or not, that's what it is.
No, can you just
hot.
Do it.
The green person, and you cannot deal with that label. It's like really stressful.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's really stressful. It's super stressful.
And so I get, when I look at you, you're dating. Okay. So that's what's happening. She'll move in. What do you want from her? She'll do it. And she's not pressuring you to be anybody but who you are. She likes exactly who you are, actually. Mm. She doesn't want you to change anything, except she would like some more verbal commitment, perhaps.
Of course.
And yeah, the girl wants kids, and the girl wants to get married. She wants that.
She does. She definitely wants kids. Like, she wants kids.
Yeah. And but at least she's honest about it. And I feel like now it's you just deciding, is this what I want, or am I just standing in my own way?
So that's from episode number 12 of the Uncensored Podcast right now at KramerandJess.com. Just a heads up, it's for adults. Don't listen to it when you get your kids in the car. Mm-hmm. Just a fair warning. Even listening back to that, I'm like hyperventilating over here.
Why?
I feel like I should have some clarity. It does make sense. Like, I am scared to fail again. I got out of a divorce, right? It's embarrassing, especially publicly.
Of course.
Through a divorce, it is very humiliating. Everybody's in your business. And listen, it's what I do. It's what I understand, right? But now I've just got to get past that. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about it that makes me sick to my stomach when I think about it.
You just got to grow. Everything's going to be fine.
Well, in case you don't know this too, Jess and her boyfriend, Garage Boy, have been together for 10 months. Mm-hmm. But like, is there some longevity to their relationship? Were you surprised by her answer on this?
No.
You know how it's going. No. Hey, go download the Kramer and Jess Uncensored Podcast. Check out episode number 12 if you like all that psychic stuff at KramerandJess.com. 37 here in Baltimore right now. A little chilly start your day on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. How do you feel about a beard on your man? Yeah. Are you into it? And you may be seeing more recently around the city because it's No Shave November, which is, I think, a fundraiser for... I forget, but it's a fundraiser for a good cause. Mm. So you may be seeing more beards out in Baltimore and Maryland. New survey out this morning, 68% of women in Baltimore say that they actually like facial hair on men, saying it makes them look more masculine, more mature. And when it comes to like dating, men with facial hair is one or more, or in one or more of their profile pictures, receive three times more likely to get a response than those without.
Interesting.
So, and I'll be honest, just my own personal thing, I always keep a somewhat of a beard on because I feel like when I don't have one, a couple of reasons. Number one, I feel like I don't have much of a jawline. Face just kind of goes,
okay.
I just don't have a very strong jaw, so it kind of helps accentuate where my jawline should be. And then I feel like I do get compliments on my facial hair for women. I feel like this survey is probably dead on. You should know this, though. There's somebody on this show that does not like beards.
It's me.
It's me, Jessica Dutra.
I am not included in that 68% of women in Baltimore.
Jess hates beards.
Yeah.
What's your problem? What's the beef with beards?
So my beef with the beard is that it's dirty.
Yeah?
When I meet someone with a Santa Claus beard, I am looking for food that's been left over from the last meal that they've had. And 9 times out of 10, I can see a crumb. And that literally freaks me out.
Now, are you saying you hate every beard? I didn't know this until I was reading Jess's survey this morning. Because your boyfriend, Garage Boy, you guys have been together for 10 months.
Uh-huh.
He has no facial hair.
No.
Can that man grow facial hair, though? Because he's got a baby face. No, I can't imagine him with facial hair.
He has, like, scruff. And I think there's a difference between, like, stubble and scruff and a beard. Like, a full-on
What do I beard. Have? What do I have?
I feel like that's, like, long scruff. I feel like that's, like, a low-key beard.
Does this gross you out, my length of facial hair?
No, right now you're perfectly fine, but if you go an inch or whatever more, it's gonna freak me out.
Okay.
Like, if we go out to eat, I'm just gonna watch you eat, and I'm just gonna watch everything fall on your beard, and gonna watch you walk around with a nasty thing on your face. I mean, I'm a good friend, so I would tell you, but it just freaks me out. One time I kissed someone with like a beard, and I felt like there was like some nasty paper on my face.
It's so funny because you're just not in the norm.
And
you're
what's in there? Like, I feel like there's things going on inside of the beard.
Only 5% of people in this city, Jess, said they would never date someone with facial hair. Only 5. So you're way... Like, is there anybody listening right now that literally has a distinct... Because Jess doesn't just not like beards.
I'm
she
scared.
She hates beards.
They freak me out. They smell... There's something going on. There's something growing in there. It's nasty to me.
Anybody listening right now that has a disdain for beards, because I feel like...
And what happened, too? Something happened to you.
Was there trauma?
Yeah, it
was
trauma.
Was there beard trauma?
I felt like there was some... It just smelled really bad, and I was just like, I cannot do this anymore. I'm sorry.
Call us or text us right now, because now I'm curious of where that disdain comes from. Jess says she kissed a guy one time with a beard and just never got back to
never
normal.
Again. It scarred me.
If you've got some beard trauma...
This is a real thing. It's like it's alive.
there's some topics, I'm sorry, that I stop and I'm like, I went to college for this.
It's crazy.
If you've got beard trauma and like you hate beards and you hate them for a reason, I think we should hear this morning. Because I don't know if we're going to get any calls over that, Jess. It's such a small percentage of people that hate beards.
But we matter still.
410. We'll see if anything comes to your defense. 410-583-1065. If you just hate beards.
Kramer and Jess. Find them on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 1065.
70% of women in Baltimore say, I love beards on a man. Only 5% of people in this city say they hate beards.
I'm that 5%.
Jess falls in that category. And we're just curious, like, are there a ton of beard haters roaming free right now?
What?
Julie from Maryland hates the beards. She hates them.
My husband is in the Army, so he has been beardless for years now.
Okay.
And but currently, the Army is sending him to school, so he doesn't have to wear a uniform.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now he has a full-blown, nasty, long beard.
And how does this make you feel?
I hate it.
Yes.
This is like a chance to vent. You can beard vent. No, I got to be honest. Let me speak for the man with a beard. And I've just got stubble. Mine's like maybe 2 millimeters, okay, just to give you an idea.
Yeah, it's small.
It's small. But like, number one, it's a lot easier. Number two, it's warmer. Number three, it does look better on me. Without it, I look like a baby.
Okay.
You know?
He says the same thing, that it's warmer.
Yeah.
It just makes him look thinner.
Same. What? Like, my face looks round as hell when I don't have it. You know? We hide behind the beard, okay? We hide behind the beard.
I have to say, facial hair is different than a full-on beard, too. Because
yes.
I don't mind a little stubble.
Yes.
You know?
Where does it get bad? Like, at what point do you think it's like you've entered into beard territory?
Like, I don't know.
It's like puffy.
Like, really washing it and scrubbing it. It's just like this thick, nasty hair.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's too much. It's too much. Okay, listen, more women that hate beards. It's good to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jay's calling all the way from D.C. You know why? Because men with beards are real ones like this. Jay, you've got a beard.
I do. And I'm going to tell you something. Her phobia is because the pigs, they don't clean their beards. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You know what you need to do? You know, but I'm talking about men. You keep a beard, of course, you trim it up and make it look nice. But also, there's these things called essential oils.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. You make them smell good. I recommend frankincense and myrrh. Ladies love it.
Sounds like a wise man over here.
So it's not, the problem isn't the beard. The problem is the man.
He's a pig. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to have a beard knowing that, let's say if you fall asleep, you get a little power nap, saliva is going to be drooling down into that beard.
Exactly.
Into the deep crevices of the follicles in your hair.
Yeah.
Jay said you got to get in there with some frankincense and some myrrh.
Essential oils.
Yep, there it goes. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
That's the Biebs and Holy on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Another big crackdown is coming up, by the way, about how much you can buy at grocery stores now that we're kind of entering into a peak again of coronavirus.
Yes.
They're saying that there's a lot of grocery stores that are starting to like limit things you can buy, like toilet paper and cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for something that was part of the quote unquote great storage of 20 or shortage of 2020, then you know how many others may be feeling the same way that you already are, like getting that panic feeling of like, well, what if I can't get it?
Yeah.
Best thing is like, just be kind, be cool, take what you need and like try to limit. Do you really need two even, you know? And for some of you do. I get it. Like, I'm a single man by myself. I need one pack of toilet paper per quarter. But just limit yourself to these kind of things. We don't want to get back into that hysteria that we did before.
Right.
Do you feel like you went a little bit crazy last time, Jess, when everything started to shut down? Did you find yourself buying more than you typically would?
When I was living with my uncle and my aunt and my family, we definitely got scared, but it was scary. I wasn't scared until I went to the grocery outlet in our neighborhood and everyone was running around.
Yeah.
Like I honestly went with a like calm, just normal run. And when I went in there, seeing everybody else freak out made me panic. And then I started panicking.
I did the same thing. I was like, this is crazy. I walked into Trader Joe's and I was like, I need to buy everything.
Right.
I started buying things I would never eat. I remember I bought like about 4 cans of garbanzo beans by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, because what? I was like, well, what if I can't get the food sources? Like it was a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just heads up, it's coming again, shortage of stuff, but just be cool. Like, just be cool. and everything's going to be fine. By the way, if you're wondering why you still can't find Clorox on the shelves, Clorox said we still can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah.
There's just so many people that still need Clorox. So just be cool. Everybody be cool. We're going to be okay. Let's take a look at our queen of the day.
Queen of the day.
Jess, what's a queen?
A queen is, I believe that every single woman is a queen. You are smart, you are kind, you are important, and you need to be confident, and you need to feel that way about yourself. So any chance I get, I refer to someone as a queen.
Yeah. So we every now and then we see a story of a empowered woman. Mm-hmm. We'd like to make her a queen of the day.
Yes.
Who gets that award today?
Our queen of the day is Merritt Larson. She is a high school senior in Minnesota, and she has made it her mission to help keep people healthy. She actually started a mask-making business to encourage other young people to wear masks, and she's made them like really fun designs like tie-dye and different colors and stuff to make it fun. Masks by Merritt is also helping her community. The teen uses her Instagram platform to help educate people about the pandemic, and she shares a number of daily COVID cases in her area in Minnesota, and she also donates a majority of her profits to support interfaith outreach and community partners. It's a nonprofit food shelf for families in need.
I love it. I love when like the younger generations get involved. Yeah. I swear anyone under the age of 18 right now is the coolest generation. Yeah. They're just the best.
Creative, doing your thing. So thank you so much to Queen Merritt Larson.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.